Driving into Deadwood, you might expect to hear the sounds of gambling, or if you're really imaginative, echoes from the town's early mining days. But there's a different feel to the former gold mining capital of the country at the south end of town. Here, a group of women known as chipmunks spend their days squirreling away a treat that, like gold, has been prized and sought after since before the time of Christ. Chocolate. Entering the Chubby Chipmunk Chocolate Shop, the visitor is greeted with the sight of chocolate everywhere. Two large counters overflow with everything from chocolate guitars and chocolate coins to the traditional chocolate eggs and bunnies you'd expect to see just a few days before Easter.
How about coconut almond?
Customers, all adults, flock around the main display counter, noses almost touching the glass, as they point to their favorite choices of what Chubby's is best known for, truffles, made, as the sign says, fresh daily. Walking past huge figures of legendary chipmunks Simon and Alvin, I enter an intimate area set aside for patrons to enjoy their purchases. Seated at one of two small tables in this chocolate study is Mary Chip Totkus. The childhood nickname the California native still carries comes from her favorite of Disney's lovable rodent duo. Her sister was called Dale. Chip founded the Chubby Chipmunk Chocolate Shop in 2005.
I've been making chocolates on my own, hand-dipping things, since I was in the kitchen when I was four. I've loved chocolate all my life, so...
So, naturally, when Chip grew up, she became a nurse. But her heart was always in chocolate. She took a year off to open her first store in her home state of California. The plan for that Chubby Chipmunk shop was to sell baked goods, but hand-dipped chocolate truffles quickly entered the picture.
And I had thought at the time, if Baskin-Robbins can have 31 flavors, then I can have 31 cheesecakes and 31 chocolates. So that sort of started the whole thing.
After a career in nursing and a move to South Dakota, Chip decided to resurrect the Chubby Chipmunk Chocolate Shop in a former gas station at the crossroads between Lead and Deadwood. Her plan was for a small one-woman operation specializing in hand-dipped truffles, but fate saw a bigger future for the woman who says she puts love into every piece of chocolate she makes. 4 months after opening her doors, an editor from Rachel Ray magazine stopped by for directions to the Badlands, ate all of Chip's sample truffles, and decided to do a story on Chubby Chipmunk.
When the story came out, I was actually scared it would be too big, but it wasn't. It was just the right amount, and so that brought people in.
So did the free samples Chip has always offered, in person or by mail. Little by little, like any good chipmunk would, Chip built her reputation, primarily by word of mouth. With the chipmunk's industrious nature, Chip led her suite of workers, all female, to growing chocolate acclaim across the country. Asked to provide treats for guests at the Country Music Association Awards and the Grammys, Chubby Chipmunk is now also the only place in South Dakota where you can buy Fortunato No. 4 chocolate, made from a rare cacao plant found in the Andes Mountains. But enough talk. Let's step into Chip's secret burrow to see just how Chubby Chipmunk chocolates are made.
We put the chocolate into a tempering machine, and you can hear it humming in the background. We set it on different increments of temperature till it melts, and then we have to temper it, which is a process of adding different chocolate to it and reducing the temp, raising the temp, and doing kind of a specialized procedure until the chocolate gets to the point that we want it to. The ganache is the center. What it is a mixture of gourmet chocolate, cream, and butter, and then any kind of flavor or fruits, whatever it is that you want to add. And then it is made into small balls. When they are firm, we then dip them into the melted chocolate.
Good stuff. Chip Totkus has no plans to franchise, despite offers and her growing fame. Her reason? Because it's all about the simple act of making fine chocolate, as she and her chipmunks will continue to do, just at the edge of Deadwood. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent inside the Burrow at Chubby Chipmunk's Chocolate Shop.